This is Dr. Don Newberry, the Idle American in Fort Worth. Today, a Pullman pushed and pulled. It's got to be a borderline miracle when Eastland, Texas, a town with fewer than 5,000 people, can lay claim to not one but two facts worthy of the Guinness Book of Records. Facts has quotation marks for a reason. It's not certain that a horned toad named Old Rip actually hibernated for 31 years in the Eastland County Courthouse. It was in the cornerstone and found alive, sharing space with the Holy Bible and a bottle of whiskey, when the current courthouse construction began. Google for a trainload of stories, most alleging that this creature was featured in an around-the-world tour and much else. They claim he had a noiseless stare down with then President Calvin Coolidge, whose nickname, of course, was Silent Cal. Houston V. O'Brien, beloved editor, publisher of area newspapers for more than 60 years, is called HV for by many people because he's not a Houston kind of guy. I usually call him high voltage or high volume for the HV. Anyway, he was preschool age when Old Rip was first encased. Honored by the Texas Press Association and many other groups, he spent his life beating the drums for what he calls America's best hometown, and thus perpetuating the story of Old Rip. At age 93, he's still drumming up the beat for Old Rip in his weekly newspaper, The Eastland County Today. His zeal, coupled with substantiated claims of ongoing community progress by the Eastland Chamber of Commerce, make their assertions hard to argue. Guinness editors may require more proof. The Chamber of Commerce claims, however, can be nailed down as the gospel, even though Old Rip stories and how a train car arrived in town aboard two trucks stretch credulity limits. Many of us arrive on the backs of turnip trucks. The Pullman didn't, but if you guess trucks were involved, you're on track. Fact is, the rail car, built in the 1930s and in service for some 30 years, made the 60-mile journey from Abilene to Eastland atop two 18-wheelers. With today's regulations, there would have been zilch chance for this to happen. Don't get ahead of me. The 80-foot-long rail car was placed aboard both trucks, with one backed against the other, reverse-geared, for the entire distance. Surely, this is some kind of record. Originally, the plan for what is now Bank One Abilene was to use the Pullman in advertising. This didn't work out, so the late Don Pearson, an Eastland community leader, bought it for his daughter's 16th birthday some 60 years ago and moved it to Eastland. For several years, the iconic rail car was the scene of parties and celebrations, visited by celebrities and ordinary folks alike. Come 2021, Brandon and Cricket Abbott purchased the property that includes both the Pearsons' former residence with The Train, a new Airbnb attraction 100 yards out back of the home. It's on West Plummer Street near the South Hillcrest intersection. Spending $70,000 and thousands of hours of elbow grease, the Abbotts are ready for their May 1 grand opening. Craig Murphy, a busy vocalist, maintains a frenetic schedule that makes the Energizer Bunny's pace look best fit for runner-up finishes in turtle races. Making more than 500 appearances annually since 2011, largely at care centers, and often thrice daily, he's a former spring chicken morphed into mid-autumn. His business didn't faze the traffic officer who flagged him down on I-20 not far from Eastland. There was no talking him out of the citation. "I've been waiting for you all day," the officer wisecracked. "I got here as fast as I could," Murphy cracked back. He also jokes about a friend addicted to brake fluid who, quote, "I can stop whenever I get ready," end quote. My Uncle Mort lives in a tiny community way short of Eastland's population, where motorists sometimes get lost, and they're confounded when their Beats Me sign shows up on their GPSs. Many law enforcement officials may not even know it exists. Mort laughs when asked if there's even a map dot. Heavens no, there's little between the two signs on the highway that read, litter barrel ahead and resume speed. Don Newberry in Fort Worth. Good day.